And his doctor, medical doctor, said he didn't want to drink an every can with his eye.
Uh-huh.
He won't listen. Now the doctor down there where they operated on, he said they told him he could, but I don't believe they did.
Yeah.
Because when the day we brought him out, he told him he could have one can.
Uh-huh.
Well, 2 months he didn't drink. His eye got along fine. Just as quick as he went back to drinking, you see how his eye is. That goes to show you that it ain't no good. Mm-hmm. But he ain't got sense enough to know it. Or don't act like he has.
Mm-hmm.
Kitty, get out of here. Now, he won't eat a mouthful of supper, see? And didn't eat much dinner, but he ain't gonna eat none of that stuff I've cooked. He won't eat a mouthful.
Seems like that'd make you mad if it's been...
Well, it does, but what good is it doing you?
To cook that.
You leave tomorrow if he gets anything. Well, then you'll cook tomorrow. Now, he wants to go work for a girl or a lady in the morning. Anybody in the world, and I don't know why. There's some of them that, now that woman this morning, that preacher's wife, I told her one time, he was to go there and borrow money until he'd work on his yard.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her, I said, Miss, I says, did you know he took that money and went right straight to got beer? No, I didn't. She says, well, he won't get no more from me. You know, until he does the work. I says, then I'll have to pay it.
Mm-hmm.
And he borrowed $5 for that man up there, and he got in jail. We put him in jail that time. Or his daughter did. I didn't.
She for
did.
Being drunk?
Yeah, right here. We was having a cookout, and everybody was supposed to go to Camp Olino.
Mm-hmm.
And he got, well, he weren't able to drive, and he drank so much beer, and had his granddaughter here, and he just kept calling his daughter to come get her, come get her, come get her. Made her mad. She finally come.
Mm-hmm.
And seen how he was, so. See, they got a phone over there, and we were way down here at that shelter. She went in there and called the law to come out here and get him. We couldn't do a thing with him. He stayed in there from Sunday to Tuesday morning, and then he called us to come after him. So I told her husband, I said, I ain't got no way to get him. I said, you'd have to send your husband over. I'd have to go get him out, see.
Mm-hmm.
And
I guess he was pretty mad after that.
Well, he said if he didn't know, he seen the law coming, but he didn't know it was coming after him. He got up and went out there where they were, and they put him in the car. And several nights, he slept up there between this mailbox and that man's house one night on that highway in the truck. I told him, I says, now what if somebody come along and they could have done it and they beat the hell out of you and take the truck and left you laying? I says, then what could I have done? I would have loaded. I was here.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't come home till the next morning about 7 o'clock. It's terrible. That other husband of mine didn't, he wouldn't have drank a can of beer for $1,000. He didn't drink whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know this one drank like it is. We sent him to Chattahoochee and broke him with the liquor. I told him, I says, why in the devil don't you go back and break yourself from the beer? They broke him from that, you know, going over,
mm-hmm.
if you know where Chattahoochee, you know, it's a place over there, you know where it is, Chattahoochee is. It's a crazy place.
Mm-hmm.
And they broke him from the liquor. He won't drink that, but he drinks too much beer. It'll do you just as bad.
Yeah.
And cost is just more.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't guess there's much you can do about it.
Not a thing.
Not.
Ain't nothing I can do about it.
No sense.
Just let him kill himself. That's all I know. That's what he's going to do. But his son, since we've been married, haven't eaten our meal here with him. I've invited him to come, but they won't do it.
Hmm.
His daughter comes, but she stayed about 10 minutes and gone.
Yeah.
But she won't let her daughters come because he drinks beer. But my grandyoungins and youngins comes. And that smoking's against him. He does that too. Of course, I'd rather he smoke than drink beer.
Yeah.